y'all having a blessed little Christmas. All right. Hopefully y'all having a blessed little Christmas. And if you're not, you know God is still God. Today is the day that Jesus was risen. I mean, we have so much to be thankful for. I mean, but the greatest gift of all is that he died on the cross for our sins. For our sins, for us to be alive, for us to be breathing. I mean, we would not be here if it wasn't for our Creator. So I know I'm just thankful. It doesn't mean if I don't get anything for Christmas, the best gift I have is my salvation. And just the joy of knowing that God loves us. He loves us all. So I'm praying you all are having a blessed little Christmas with your friends and your family. And, you know, just thank God for the ones that are there for you. Thank God for your loved ones, because it's nothing like, family and good family and good friends. Because we do have some families that are blended, as what I call blended families, that do not get along, and sometimes they fall apart. And, you know, it's no perfect family, and things do happen, so just got to be thankful for what we have, whether it's a lot of family or a little bit of family. But either way, just be thankful. And, the greatest gift that we can give anyone is not a material item. Not material, it's not a material item. The greatest that we can give anyone is faith. To believe in Jesus and to have hope. Because if you believe in Jesus, then you have hope. Oh, I can't stress it enough. Like I said, I was led to do this radio station. This is just something way out of my element. And I'm just trying the best that I can to do the best that I can for God. So I just pray that he continues to use me and to guide me in the direction that he wants me to go. And I'm praying that you all are good and full right now and just relaxing, you know, just thanking God for his grace and his mercy. That's one thing about this time of the season. I so love it. Just, you know, everyone getting together. It's not so much about, oh, I got to get this, I got to buy this. It's okay with the gift giving and everything like that, but the main reason, the main gift that we have to give our children is the gift of faith, the gift of knowing that they can choose to love Jesus, because they need to know that Jesus already loved them before they were even thought of, because he was the creator of them. So definitely have to know, let them know that. Even like I went to go see my daughter today, my 14-year-old, my mentally challenged old daughter. And she was excited and she was, you know, happy to see me and her sister. Now, I say that to say because it's important to show love and support when someone's going through a dark time in their life. And my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, she's going through a very dark time in her life right now, but she's starting to see the light. And when I say she's starting to see the light, I mean, I give her the same thing I went through, because everybody goes through a dark period in their life or, you know, have some challenges and some tribulations that they have to face. So the best thing I could do for her was to not judge her, not to talk down onto her, but to speak of Jesus. The only thing that saved me at my deepest, darkest moments was God. I was down with depression and, I mean, even wanting to not live anymore. all because of everything that was going on within my life, my circumstances. But I thank God that I had a praying mother, and she would talk to me, and she would pray, and she would talk, and she would pray. And I'm so glad, I'm so thankful that I do the same exact thing with my daughter, because it's important that we show that love, and we encourage through the word of God, because it's very important. She has, yes, you can feel weird inside. Those are your feelings that you feel. That's the part only God can mend, can heal, can touch. No one else. Not a person, not items, not nothing. Only Him. That's what I said. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful. Because you have to, we have to encourage. That's our job as Christians, our job as human beings, is to encourage one another, to love one another, to show good tidings unto, you know, one another. Oh, my. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. I was watching a show this morning, bright and early this morning, on TBS. Now, the name of that story was called, and my goodness, that movie touched me to my core, to my core, to my core. The ending was the one that really touched me to my core, because I would have never thought how it turned out it would have. But if you have, in that, please look that up. It's called A Christmas No. That is it's a movie about Jesus. It's a movie about Jesus Christ, about faith, about hope, and it's about loving others as Jesus loved you. It was just awesome, 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 awesome. So I pray that movie might be able to bless someone else as it blessed me deep down in my soul. I know it's Christmas, so I know everybody's doing their own thing. So I'm not going to be before you too long. I just want to, you know, just come before you just to say Merry, Merry Christmas. And just, you know, bringing you blessings and of peace and joy during this Christmas season. And may your heart be jolly and bright this Christmas season. Good wishes your way for the happiest of the holidays. Happy, happy holidays, y'all. So I just wanted to, you know, make sure I did not disappoint my listeners and my online listeners, as well as my ones that call in. I thank you for your support. I just want to, you know, make sure that I was on here. And I'm going to resume as of tomorrow with my quest with Gilchrist. So, and for those who don't know, Gretchen C. Gilchrist is my former attorney who I'm pushing for her to, for the courts to do the right thing when it comes to Gretchen Gilchrist, as far as her being removed from her seat and the vote being rescinded. So I will definitely talk to you tomorrow about that one. So tune in. Please tune in. And I have a Q&A segment that I would definitely love to broadcast tomorrow. So broadcast sometime in this season. So just tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m. I'll be here live each and every single night, bringing you Delaware station that keeps it real like it is. And like I said, my job is to tell the truth how it is. That's the only way I can do it. And for all those who are without any family or friends or anything, just know that God loves you. And all you have to do is just cry out to God and talk to God, and He's there for you. He's always by your side. So with that said, peace, love, and happiness. Y'all enjoy your Christmas. God bless you.